So please welcome Can Do Jack.
So I didn't make it last month, and I missed you all, even those of you who aren't even here. Okay, so these aren't notes either, but it's a list of 50 stories, and I'm going to try to deliver them all to you in the next 9 minutes. One of the times that I retired, I wound up around Lake Shasta and in the part of the country that I dearly love, and I thought I'd write an autobiography, and so I said, "How do I approach this?" And the action following that question resulted in the idea that I would write a number of volumes, because obviously one was not going to be enough. Because that first one was entitled My Autobiography as Seen Through the Possible Causes of My Bad Back. And so I wrote that autobiography, and I did envision a number of volumes. As it turns out, there are 6 unfinished volumes of my biography waiting to get to the publishing stage. With that said, how do I approach this? 8 minutes to go. Let me skip to the reason certain places have certain music for me, and simultaneously tell you that I am in love with the fact that music is in the air. And I have always been in love with music. Otherwise, why would I have 32 musical instruments and still love to sing? The other day, I stopped. The latest thing in getting my shit together is stop ruminating and start listening. And so I was sitting at a Tascadero lake where I dearly love to go and hear the birds sing and hear the sound of the animals. And this year is a spectacular year at the Tascadero Lake. Last year, I thought we would probably never get another year where we would have water in that lake, because as the drought came on, we were walking on the bottom of the lake and feeding the goats that were being pastured there. I stopped ruminating, and I just started listening. And for the next hour, I was thrilled by the most incredible concert. Birds I couldn't even begin to identify were singing. Not simultaneously, maybe, but I picked them out. And sometimes I try to copy birds. If I hear a crow, crows are easy, I mean, and crows are sharp. So if try this. Next time you hear a crow go, caw, caw, we'll just go, caw, caw. And then the crow will come back with a caw, and then caw, caw. And so you got a conversation going there. So music has always been a part of it. And there are places where I particularly hear music. I have heard so much music in this particular room from a number of sources. Linnea always said, I think the only time she ever was angry with me, or the only time I ever saw her angry, was when we brought in Buddy Wakefield, who was at that time 2 years running the World Slam Poet Champion. And so my friend Mark, who was multicultural coordinator at Poly, we always tried to bring the community and the school together. And so he had just had Buddy Wakefield at another type of groove at Poly, and so I wanted to get Buddy in here I hosted a poetry thing in this room for 3 or 4 years. It was entitled Slow Deliverance. The deliverance came from Carl Kempton's throwing the I Ching for us, and we came up with the word deliverance, which is kind of like the word Andalusia, which is the first rain after a dry, really dry, long summer. One of my poet people during that time was Gene. Gene was at that time probably 95, going on 100, going on 120. She was sharp as a tack. She was small, and I would watch her sitting. I'd say, "Gene, why don't you write about this and that and this and that?" And 30 minutes later, I'd get this email said, "What do you think about this?" And it would be a complete article. The woman was 95, still typing 100 words a minute. And I have a picture of her sitting at her workstation. Her little feet don't reach the floor, and they're going back and forth and typing away, you know, like that. But one of the great times, when we did the thing, we would go through Los Osos from Cayucos, and we would pick Jean up, and we would bring her here. And the only time I have a ticket, a traffic ticket, is when I picked Jean up and we were trying to get here in time, and I was doing 85 on Lover, and the cop coming from the other way turned around and snagged me. And anyway, so we got here, and Jean, when she finished raising her three boys, she said, "You're on your own. I'm going to Japan." And at the time, she was probably in her 60s. And she went to Japan. She taught school in Japan for 20 years. And in the process, she wrote Jinji. Ring a bell? It's a leading Japanese play. And that night when I got that ticket, I was late. I was trying to get here because that was the night we did Jinji in this right outside here. And that was music in the air. I told Jean when she decided to go, to let me know, and I knew a real good cliff that we could run off together. She didn't wait for me. She was knocking 100, and about, I think 5 years ago now, Jean died, but she left some music in the air. And that's immortality, isn't it? Because immortality is who remembers you when you're gone. You live, you only have immortality by virtue of those who support that immortality. Anyway, we did a lot of things. We did I asked people for a $5 donation. That's why Linnea, all the time this place has been here. Linnea never asked anybody to pay for any performance in this place. I think I broke that rule, and I'm very sorry, but we did get Buddy Wakefield. I mean, and my favorite line from Buddy Wakefield, as I don't get to the rest of the stuff I was going to tell you, was in one of Buddy Wakefield's poems about war and people not getting along. Buddy Wakefield said, listen, we're not getting along. This evening, why don't you get your family, and I'll get my family, and we'll go out in the street, and we'll have a war. And that is the only piece of Buddy Wakefield's poetry that I remember, but that I think that stuck with me. Okay. So all around, I've tried to distribute music, not just my own, because I love to perform. When I built a green burial corporation for a man with some property up outside at Templeton, and I think one of the curses and blessings, one of the heaven and hell things in our existence is antibiotics. They had me on antibiotics for a couple months, and every day I had to go down to Twin Cities twice for an hour of the IV thing. And there was a particular sound that this IV machine made, and I call it the kerthunka machine. It would go kerthunka, 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 kerthunka. And I said, there's got to be a song to this. So one day I'm sitting there with all this stuff hanging on me, and I said, along with the kerthunka, kerthunka beat, no hamburgers in Hamburg, no fortune cookies in China, no French toast in France. What part of freedom don't you understand? Caribou don't come from the Caribbean. Chili comes from Texas. Chili has nothing to do with chill, and I don't know what connects us. Never worry about tomorrow today. Nobody ever drank Canada dry. Rome wasn't built in a day. I know why I love you, can't remember why. So there's that. And as it turned out, that 40-acre parcel I was developing that corporation on had a big barn, and I cleaned out the barn, used it for a recording studio, and created an album called Wine Sale, W-I-N-E-S-A-I-L. And it started off with a song like, I'm sailing down the northwest, south, I'm sailing down the northwest wind. Pacific stars will guide me tonight. Oregon, bodega song, San Simeon behind me, all right. So that was that. I always say, like the Make Lemonade, I love that, man, because I love lemons and I love lemonade, and I think that's a good approach to life. Anyway, excuse me. Oh yeah, I found Linnaeus because there was an ad in the paper, and it said, blind guy needs tutor. My dad was blind, as I've probably told you some of my blind father stories. So there was an ad, a blind guy from Poly, a Cal Poly student. He was, I think he's knocking 40, but he needed a tutor. And so I tutored him. So he said, you're new in town, huh? And I said, yeah. He said, you're probably wondering where the cultural center of information is in this town. And I said, well, yeah. And he said, go find Linnaeus. It's on Garden Street. And I did. And this place has been a source of, when I come here, I always look at the art because I was in the Arts Council, and I was the poetry chair in the Arts Council. And so I had the database of every contributor to the Arts Council, as well as those artists who needed support. That's valuable information. So one of the discoveries of the day, speaking of lemonade, was, so I thought, well, why not finish these other volumes up and put them, by the way, if you want a copy of the first one, is this proselytizing? I'll tell you that you can get it on candojack.com, which is a digital store, okay? And the other volumes will follow. But so tonight I thought, I am going to make one of the volumes, Musical Discoveries. I think I will title it Music in the Air. Was that the first ding? That was the second ding? Third ding? Sorry. See you in the autobiography.